Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and hello to you, Neil.
Hello.
Yes, we've heard hello and other things earlier today. But we are happy to be here, and today we're going to be discussing, can ghost hunting be deadly? And of course, take your calls for psychic readings. Number to call in, 94-338-0164. We invite all of our callers and listeners to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and also join us on Facebook, both accounts, Neil Baker Psychic, as well as Kristen Baker. And there's also a Twitter account, which we post to, I think. We do use that minimally, but I create events on Facebook. And right now what's happening on Facebook is we've been limited to the number of guests we can invite to events, unfortunately. So if you see the show in your feed or when we post in groups, please RSVP because I'm not able to invite as many people as I'd like to invite. So it's more difficult to spread the word. We're going to have to find a workaround, but I don't know why they've done that. It's unfortunate. Today, again, we're talking about ghost hunting and whether it can be deadly. And the reason why is there was a story in the news about a ghost hunter from India named Gaurav Tiwari, and he was found in the bathroom of his home in Delhi with unexplained black marks around his neck. And he had been speaking to his friends and family about being plagued by ghosts he couldn't get rid of in the weeks preceding his death. And there was no indication that this man was suicidal. He was very happy and upbeat, successful, died. So apparently police are launching an investigation into his death because they don't know why he died. First of all, I don't think at this point, because this happened recently, there's any conclusive answers as to why he died. They probably haven't finished completing the autopsy, and the investigation has not completed. But the theory that this might have been related, to his work with ghosts is an interesting one. And so I'm wondering, Neil, what you think. I mean, could this possibly be related to dealing with entities from the other side? And also, if so, it gives credence in our discussions that we've had multiple times on the radio that it's dangerous territory when dealing with the paranormal if you don't know what you're doing.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm aware of this, but I'm not sure what the direct circumstances were of his death or what was elaborated on the internet about, you know, marks on his back and things like that. But there are some facts. He was a ghost hunter, and prior to his death, he was talking us about shaking something off or something on him or pursuing him or something like that. So those seem to be facts. What he was saying, we don't really know.
What I'll tell you is this. I mean, this is just a little brief statement. His father made to the Times of India. It says, Gaurav told his wife a month ago that a negative force was pulling him toward it. He said he was trying to control it, but seemed unable to do so.
Yeah.
So this, I mean, you know, it's kind of hearsay. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we don't really know that, but experience in dealing with negative work or this evil spirit work or exercising things out of the home, out of the body. My experience is that, yes, there are certain entities that do attack. So if I'm trying to get rid of a fly out of a house, that's one thing. A bee, another. A wasp, another. I wouldn't go to
a scorpion.
I wouldn't go to a beehive or a wasp nest and without protection or some strategy of some kind. I'm sure that I do strategies, but or did strategies going in this world. But there are some elements out there that can shoot right through a person's energy. If you're going to be going ghost hunting or spirit hunting or getting rid of things that are malevolent or evil or dark, destructive, it's best to go in there equipped with some kind of protection, whether that's angel protection or light protection, energy protection. That's a soul's clothing. I mean, you don't go in there like in the physical world, you wear a heavy jacket and fireproof pants. You have to go in there with an energy field that will protect you, because these things will latch onto you, and you can't just throw them away or get rid of them, and they want to attack and come at you. You got to know how to protect yourself, and some things will bounce off of energy fields like anything. There's nothing that really will hurt somebody, even if you're being assaulted. It's like a gnat hitting you. It doesn't matter. But some are more powerful. And apparently this guy encountered something that was very dark and stayed on his energy and then got into his physical body, maybe even leaving marks on his physical body, but apparently affected him in such a way that it took his life. If that's the spirit, do that, yes.
Right. I mean, there's been movies about hauntings and homes, like, what is it, Amityville Horror, where I don't know, was that proven to be true or not? I don't remember.
I mean,
did those things actually happen? Exorcist obviously is one where, you know, I didn't watch that movie actually.
Well,
but
that,
I mean,
that was a fictitious Peter Blatty.
Right, but is it based on anything that's factual? I'm sure they did research
for
the
movie.
There
might have been some demon possession that he based it on. I'm not really certain. But the fact is that there are demon possessions, house possessions, and these things do occur, whether Hollywood gets a hold of truth or fiction. These things occur outside of Hollywood. They don't define the elements of the spirit world. I can only say that there are dark energies in the spirit world, some of which I've encountered and I didn't want to touch. And I've asked angels or spirits and to help me out because they were really bad. And I didn't want to approach it. It'd be like going after a grizzly bear in the real world with a toothpick. So I didn't want to touch it. I've seen others that I thought I could handle, and I did. Have I ever encountered a spirit that I thought I could handle, and after having done so, it followed me or plagued me? Yeah. I've been attacked by spirits, and they've invaded my home and blah, blah, blah. And we have even encountered in our house hunts and cleansings, spirits that have followed us.
That's true.
And sometimes people...
Yeah, we had a disruption in our car after a reading where we removed some.
The thing, very strange mechanical thing going on that there was no reason for it. And that was right after a reading. And then to the body, into the home. I've done personal readings where spirits were left, and I thought I had cleared them and they were left, and I realized later they were around.
But
and you've seen, according to your experience, you've seen entities that have been in around us after a negative reading, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, there's certainly spirits that reside. We had a caller, but they just exited. I guess they're bored with our conversation.
Yeah.
But we had, I mean, I see spirits on a regular basis. We have one that is kind of has been typing things into my computer.
Oh, yeah.
Mischievous spirits. But it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, so they can. And if you don't protect yourself, you can't. Yeah, I mean, it's logical. You go in and protect yourself, and that's logical with anything. I mean, we go outside and we protect ourselves. We're always on some cautionary level, always looking over our shoulder. I mean, to some degree, we're protecting ourselves. We can't help it. You walk out into the earth, you walk outside, you're there. So in the spirit realm, especially when you're going after something dark or sinister, evil, it only stands to reason that you protect yourself.
Right.
And this guy apparently had maybe attached himself to something that was.
So in the case of us going to a home and having something attached to us and cause some kind of mechanical disruption in the car and then maybe perhaps follow us home, the process of ridding that energy, then keeping it in the energy field, because obviously this guy did not know how to get rid of negative energies. I mean, he just wasn't equipped. He maybe on some level there was an ability, but for this, if this effect was caused by a force, a negative spirit, then, you know, obviously he did not fully know how to protect himself and to cleanse himself of these energies.
Well, yeah, and sometimes what you think you know or what you have done that's worked, it doesn't always work. You can, in fact, engage or experience or encounter something that's darker than you can handle. So you take the risk. It's like a firefighter. You take the risk. And if you're going to go in and deliberately tangle with these energies and you get one that's tougher than you can handle, yeah, there is a risk factor. So it's like anything. You come in to protect, like those policemen, you come in to protect, you can get shot. You go in to work with a dark energy, it can nab you. But that isn't to say we walk around paranoid that these things are out like the Ghostbusters and they're all flying around. It's not like that either. But you do encounter sometimes dark spirits.
So, I mean, what about people that investigate in forms and start to put their energy there? Because I always, you know, long before I met you, I didn't even want to put my energy into that because I had kind of a fear of that type of life form, aliens. I didn't want to. I mean, if you open yourself up to such entities, are you putting yourself at risk in that regard?
Yeah, I think that there is always a possibility that when you encounter, if you go out and purposely, consciously do something, even if it's like an Ouija board, or it can happen through certain supernatural elements as opposed to even physical objects. There's always that possibility that you can encounter and not get a form. Even if you go to locations that are kind of dark anyways, like bars or things like that, even hospitals, you can encounter things. So, yeah, it does happen. I don't want to produce a paranoia, a fear here. But yeah, those energies are there. And can they get involved in human energy and affect human energy positively? And not just sometimes evil energy, but just negative energy can do it. An energy field itself can do it.
Okay, let's pause right there. We're going to take a caller, Neil, and then perhaps we can continue this a little bit later in the show. 949 is on the air. Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear us? 949?
Yes, I can. Hi. Yes. Hi, my name is Desiree.
Desiree, hi. D-E-S-I-R-E-E?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And your birthday?
5/13/85.
Okay. All right, Desiree. And you look like you're local. You're
Yes, I am. Orange County, Fort Beach.
Yeah. We're neighbors, practically. Okay. 19 and 13, why can't I add? 32.5.
Yeah.
Okay, Desiree, what's going on? Can you talk right into your phone, too, please? Because you're a little bit faded there.
Okay. My question is there anything maybe coming through at all, or mainly?
Well,
guess what? You see.
You know what? We lost you. There's a problem with the connection. Can you just repeat that for us? There was like a, lag?
She said anything coming through at all.
Right, but then she said something else and we lost
it.
Yeah, whatever you see coming through.
Anything. So this is like a general question, a general reading?
I guess more is quickly, I just been meditating lately and feel like maybe I suppress things. So I'm not sure. I'm just wondering if there's anything that you feel like I've had some experience in my life. So.
So you're 31 years old, 31. Is that right?
Yes.
And you're going to be 32. Yeah. Since you're having a change in 2017, you're coming up on a change. You're like 10 months away from your 32nd birthday.
Yeah, I just feel like there's something more and I'm like missing it, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what to put it on. My finger's not on it.
Well, Desiree, first of all, you're turning 32 in May of 2017. So you're coming up on a big change in your life. That's your karmic turnover. Your karmic number is 32 and your master number is 5. So your life goes in cycles of 5 from birth to death. And 32 isn't divisible, is it? No,
by five.
No. So also you'll experience cycles of 5 from the age of 32. So there's going to be divisions in that way. But Neil, what do you see for Desiree?
What Kristen's saying is right. You may be coming up to the energy of a change coming, which means the release of karma to a higher energy of a rebirth factor within your life.
And this could be why she's feeling a bit stuck right now too, because it's the preparation towards that.
Towards that.
Yeah.
And your age right now is your inverted day of 13. So if you invert that, it becomes 31. But I also want to ask you something. In your lifetime, Desiree, have you experienced the death of any child or a young person, whether it was in the family or a friend? Has anyone crossed over that was young within the the last 15, 20 years of your life?
I've had a friend I wasn't close in later age, but he recently passed away, but he was about my age. That's all I can remember. So I'm not sure.
And how long have you known this person?
Oh, since 16, 15.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Can I just say this real quick?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how close you were to this person. It's about a vibration. So a lot of times people will call up and, a name will come in or an event and they'll say, that wasn't very significant. But it's about connecting to your vibration. So whether it's significant or not to you, that's a match in terms of what Neil was getting. But go ahead.
No,
sorry.
What happens, Desiree, is that person who crossed over you, maybe you didn't know very well, but you have known that person or knew that person since the age of 16. So that's established. That person crossing over, if they're in a realm parallel to our physical world, and they're trying to reach out or contact or they're stuck or whatever you want to call it, they can receive your vibration and know beforehand that you might be a link to some kind of conversation that this person wants to establish. So you could be picking up on the presence of this person's soul, spirit soul. And you may not even realize it, but it just, they're around you. So did this person die by an accident as opposed to a health issue?
I'm not sure on the details, and it's pretty vague whether it was an accidental or wasn't accidental.
Well, were there drugs involved or anything?
maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. I think that it was a possible
overdose,
but I'm not sure if it was on purpose or accident. Yeah.
We don't know if it's on purpose or accident, but you knew this person. And so one of my positions of your, that something around you, you could be affected by this person's energy, just nothing to worry about. They're just around you because they're trying to find a way to make contact. And so that might be one element of what's around you. The other could be that you're going to a change in life. Are your parents divorced?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, because I'm getting that through. Now, I don't think that if there's a physical energy on the other side that's talking to me, that's not how I got that information. I'm getting that by just reading your energy field. So in that regard, as I approach your current situation and try to extract myself from one reason why you may be feeling this energy, were you also at one time, Desiree, in a relationship that lasted approximately 4 to 6 years, and then it broke up? Anything connecting to that time zone?
Yeah.
And and from that time zone, does that have any lingering regrets, unresolved issues, anything from that, or is that a completely closed book in your psyche?
I'm not sure if there's anything left. I don't feel like there is, but just recently I've had, probably like 3 days ago, a dream about that individual, and I'm not sure what it means, but I'm now, you know, married and
what's going on, Desiree, is I'm starting to read your energy, and I'm starting to dissect the confusion in your energy field. And some of it might be that spirit, but so what? That's common. I mean, a lot of people don't realize they have spirits around them that have crossed over. I wouldn't worry too much about that one, unless you personally want to investigate it further. I think as you approach the age of 32, what you're doing is you're starting to wrap up things that have existed for 31 years in your life. And you're trying to resolve yourself of the psychological aspect of those things so you can move forward at the age of 32 and have as clean a plate as possible. So it's like dirty dishes. And there might have been some energy within the parents. There might have been some abuse, maybe some alcohol, maybe some infidelities, maybe some physical.
That'd be on my mother's side.
Yeah. So you see, these are things that, as I probe into your psyche to try to help you understand your energy field and what's going on, we're probably looking at psychological cleanup that has to happen, which can be done through a therapist or a team like ourselves or your own cleansing within and releasing things, having been made aware of it.
Go ahead. No, just recently I've been getting into, I've always had an interest in, I guess, and I have no idea why, paranormal and all that. And so now I'm starting to meditate and do those things because I feel like that's what's going to help. So I just wanted to pretty much confirm that maybe I'm doing the right thing.
you're doing, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say just regarding meditation, which is a great thing, but also, you know, not only meditation, which I think can be somewhat limiting actually, is I think one of the most important things that we all can do as people that are trying to get into the spiritual realm is open the third eye. Of course, you need to find a guide that can assist you in that process in an effective way. You don't want to do it in unhealthy means by drugs, et cetera, et cetera. But that really is the eye of the soul, the third eye. But go ahead.
That's where I've been trying to take the next step to figure out where I would, you know, what to do and to really put both feet in. I think when I was younger, I kind of blocked it all out, those things. But now I think that I'm older.
You're feeling more ready.
That's what I want to start doing.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Neil?
Yeah. Well, you want to be careful about approaching that world if you're going to go into it. It's like, you know, you want to be careful. You want to read up on it.
Kind of according to our topic today. We're on topic somewhat.
Yeah. You know, it's wise to be a little bit knowledgeable if you're going to go into that supernatural place where you can encounter all kinds of things. It's just wise to be a little bit, if you will, street smart about it, so that you're not
held back because it scared me.
Yeah,
I didn't want to know.
Yeah. The other thing is, anybody in the family that did any teaching, any teachers in the family, extended family too?
My grandmother, she technically isn't a teacher, but has taught me many, many things from when I was a child. Very close to my grandma.
Oh, on a personal level, your grandmother was a teacher to you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you go to college?
No.
No?
What field? What type of work do you do? A hard time hearing her. What type of work do you
do? I'm sorry.
That's okay. What type of work do you do, DJ?
I work with clothing that's supposed to help your posture. Compression wear.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, well, that has a teaching element to it. So, if you will, you work with clothes, posture, correction. That's a vague but still valid aspect of teaching, guiding. So, okay, so we've got some things going. We've made a few, in our just short discussion, I guess we have another caller.
Yeah.
But we've made a few interesting points here, valid, and hopefully it helped for you to get some understanding.
Yes, it did.
Okay,
I'm glad to hear when I'm 32 that it'll be a little clearer. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Desiree. Nice to connect with you. And Desiree can call 562-596-7818 if she'd like to discuss this more. And she can also join us on Facebook. Please do. We'd love to have you there, as well as on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, we have a caller from 402. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. We cannot hear you too well. We're having problems hearing our callers today.
I'm sorry.
That's
can
better.
Can you hear me better now?
That's better, yeah. Were you on a headset?
No, I had it on speaker.
Oh, that would do it.
I was hoping to see if you could I'm having a difficulty trying to get my home restored.
Okay.
Back in living conditions, and I was wondering if you see that happening. I'm running into all kinds of brick walls and people trying to stop me from doing that.
And do you have brick walls in your home? Just kidding. Well, no, what's your name?
I wish.
What's your name?
Sharon.
Sharon. Okay, and Sharon, your birth date?
Oh, 8/31/57.
Okay, 8/31/57. All right.
34/7. Sharon, the thing that I'm getting as we speak is I'm seeing four people around you, and I don't know who these four people are yet, so I got to search a little bit. How many people were in your... How many people were in your immediate family?
My immediate family, you mean my mom and dad?
Yeah.
My daughter and son. Four.
Four.
My daughter's the only one living.
Okay. So there were four, but having given that number, your son crossed over?
Yes.
And did your son, did he cross over through a something unrelated to just medical, you know, like cancer or a heart attack? Did something else aggravate
right.
his life?
Right.
And what that part that aggravated his life, would you say it was sort of dark, you know, it was bad stuff?
Yes. Yeah,
yeah.
He was murdered.
Uh-huh. So the energy of that it is part of the karma, unfortunately, that you as a mother one experienced being a survivor, and that energy is karmically surrounding you, and that probably is part of the reasoning behind you even having blocks within the quote home, which gives birth to children itself in that first chakra position. So to me, we're dealing with an element of deep-rooted karma that one, unfortunately, took the life of your son in the deeper realm of explanation, and then that is also aggravating your current security level and happiness. So there's got to be something removed. In my mind, about your home, the barriers that are blocking you, something along that line. Let me ask you something, Sharon. In your family history, going back, parents, grandparents, uncles, cousins, was there any abuse, verbal, sexual, physical?
Yes.
So those elements.
I also.
Yeah.
I also think that a great uncle of mine murdered a girl.
Okay.
He was never charged, but from what I've looked at and researched, I'm sure he's guilty.
Uh-huh.
He was that kind of person.
There's something in the karmic substance of your family history that is you've inherited. You've inherited. You didn't acquire it. You've inherited.
Right.
It came in.
Right. I have had some prayers done about that, you know, but I do agree there is something in here, you know, that keeps coming back in. But there are actual people that have, you know, neighbors that have been breaking into my home and destroying things and stealing things. I know that for sure. One, I saw. And the others, I'm not sure exactly who's doing it or how they're doing it, but they are doing it. So I think I've got both things going on.
Yeah, you know, and it's a tough situation. You in the physical realm, you can. Did you talk to in the physical element? Did you talk to the police about it?
Right. Yes, but they don't want to help.
Well, you know,
circumstances around my son's murder. We're all covered up, and it was written off as an accident. A lot of people want me out of here.
Yeah, you got a very complex situation going on, Sharon. The only thing, what Kristen and I can do for you on the radio is we can impress some sort of higher light energy around your world and send you angels and. You know, we do that. We work as a couple and we mm-hmm. listen to the people that come to us and we help them and we do things away from the radio hours for people that are kind enough to host with us. So we'll do what we can to, we'll do what we can to send something out there to help you. Maybe mm-hmm. that might relieve some of the burden. It sounds like to me, your problems go deeper than just the physical realm. And that requires some kind of spiritual intervention, which we will promise to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Sharon. We do have other callers, but you know, you're welcome to keep in touch with us. And we wish you the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, 313 is our next caller, and then we have a caller from area code 404. So hang in there, 404. We'll bring you on next.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, who's this?
Surreal.
Oh, can you spell your name for us, please?
S-H-E-R-E-A-L. E-R-E-L-L, 11-30-93 is my birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having that ready for us. Sherelle, where are you calling from?
Well, Michigan.
Okay. All right, Michigan. Not too many callers from Michigan. Are you in northern or southern, is that what they say?
Detroit.
Or east or west? I'm sorry?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, okay.
Yeah, with all the crime and the stuff go on there.
I'm sure it's an exciting city, though. I mean, there's, you know.
It is. I ain't going to put my city down like that, but it is.
So, Sherelle, what brings you to the show today?
I have two quick questions. One is, when would I hear from Sam? And two, do you see a job coming up soon?
A job. And then what's your second question? I think we probably can accommodate her.
When would I hear from Sam?
When would you hear from Sam? Did you already ask that? It's hard to hear you. Could we actually have you speak right into the phone? We're having some audio
problems.
Can
you hear me?
That's better. Yeah.
Okay.
So
when
you're
would I hear from Sam?
Job, and then Sam. Do you have Sam's birthday, Sherelle?
11/15/91.
Okay. Wow. Well, you guys are definitely connected. 93, the birthday.
I haven't heard from him going on a month. He's been ignoring me for the last couple of weeks.
Well, job first. Let's see. Sherelle, did you ever work throughout your life? I mean, you're 22. You're not that old, but have you ever worked anywhere where you did any kind of telephone work, or you were answering phones, or have you ever done that so far? First question.
No.
Okay, I don't know why I've got. Did your anyone in your family do any reception work?
Not recent, or no, that I could think of. No, probably so, but I not that I know of. I say.
What kind of work are you looking for?
I lost my job a week ago. I was working at a hospital doing patient sitting, watching patients for 8 hours. And that's what type of work I'm looking for, home health care, direct care, anything dealing with patients, or anything dealing with children. Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Here's a question for you, Sherelle. When you were working with patients and helping them and sitting with them, were you ever required to answer any phone calls for them?
It was a very few. I wouldn't say it was a lot, but it was very, very, very rare that I would do stuff like that. Very rare.
But did you ever, when you were sitting with anyone, did you ever answer the phone at any time? That's all I need
to
know.
They had me answer, or they had me dial out to call someone, and I talked to them, like, where the such as,
Okay, that's the vibe, the small vibe I got. That's helping me. So I think you're going to get work probably by the end of July, something by the end of July, something's going to come in.
Is it with the healthcare field still?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think you're in the right place. The healthcare field is very good for human beings to get into because it helps you with your energy. It's a wonderful job helping people.
I love it. I love it. And that's what I'm currently going to school for also.
So
what,
there is some educational part of your job too.
What specifically are you trying to, what degree are you trying to obtain?
A nursing degree.
Like an AA or a BA or?
A RA, a registered nurse.
A registered nurse. Does that require does that require a bachelor's, or does it require just an associate's? I think you can.
Both. It could do both. When I was working in the hospital, I was asking a couple of RNs. I'm like, what degree do you have? They said associate's in science. I said, oh, really? You're an RN with an associate's in science degree? They say, yeah, there's some bachelor's and everything like that. So I didn't know you could become an RN with an associate's degree.
Yeah, I thought you could, but it's probably better. Gosh, I'd say get your bachelor's. You know,
yes,
I think you get a high
grade.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're in the right field. Stay there. You should be getting work by July, and you're in the right field, and you're going to be successful and happy in that job. So get your education, get your degree, get your license, and it's going to be very fulfilling for you.
Okay,
okay,
Sam.
So that, now, Sam, yes. Sam, you know, did when you were with Sam, did was he ever having trouble with another woman?
Yes. Yes, we were both having the same issues. We both basically went through the same stuff as far as relationships. I was with a guy. It's weird because we were both going through the same stuff. But yes, to answer your question, yes.
Well, it's a cloudy relationship. And I think that when you're, and Sam isn't that old. He's 2 years older than you, but that puts him around 24, 23. And I don't know if Sam's yet has found that certain legitimate grounded place in order to be in a relationship. And even if he does visit a stable relationship for a while, it may be hard for him to maintain a stable relationship because he's not that mature yet. So to me, you'll probably hear from him. I mean, you haven't heard from him, you said, in a month or whatever. Do I think you're going to hear from him? Yes. Do I think he's stable, or do I think this is a good choice for you at this point in your life?
No.
No. So getting your wish fulfilled and hearing from him doesn't eliminate the problem that exists in having a healthy relationship. Because I don't think Sam's ready for that yet, nor does he probably. He might want it, but I don't think he's ready for it. So you're going to look at more.
So he don't think I can be that girl for him.
Well, you know, you're going to be making a major change at the age of 27. You've got about 5 years to go, more or less, 4.5. Do I think it's Sam? No. Do I think you share a past life with Sam?
Sham.
Sam.
Sam. Sam Sham. Sam Sham. Ernie's book.
Yeah. I think you share a past life with him. I think you have history with him in the soul in a past life. Yeah. But do I think he's your significant other? No, I don't. But, you know, I could be wrong. But I do believe that there is a connection between the two of you. So you're feeling that. And that means that the two of you have known each other before. You know, your souls have connected. You have issues to work out. And part of that could be attached to love, feelings of love, feelings of wanting to be together. But, you know, there's so many other factors going on that hurt or compromise that to me, when I look at the big picture, I don't think he's your soulmate. I think he's past life, yes.
He's compounded too, which makes things a little bit more challenging. 28-10-1, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you may have some issues to wrap up with him. I don't think that's resolved yet. But do I think you should approach Sam as though he's going to be the man in your life? I doubt it. I doubt it.
Okay. So I will be here from him soon, though.
Yeah, I think you'll probably hear from him. Yeah, probably, yeah. But, you know, like I said, that it will just be a chapter. That will just happen. But if it means something to you to hear from him again, and you just want to know that, you'll hear from him. You know, the month going by, the thing about Sam is he's not going to be stable in anything he does. So when something goes wrong, he might reattach to you. The universe might bring you two together for a while. You know, that may happen.
Yeah, 'cause we start off friends with benefits. So I guess that's just what it's going to end up. And I told him I wanted more, but every time I say that, he back off and disappear. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, you want to get your life in a better place than friends with benefits. You know, you want to have a relationship, a true relationship that is mutual with benefits, not just friends with benefits to pass the time. So you want something more grounded. And I think that's going to help you in your profession too, because you want to feel good about yourself, and you're going to be helping others, so you want to be healthy, and you want to have a good, healthy life. So don't settle for second best.
I won't. Thank you.
You know, celebrate the higher part of your energy. And if it takes a little bit more time to get there, it's going to be worth the journey than for you to try to make something out of something that's already broken.
Right. That's true.
Okay. Sherelle.
Thank you both. I really appreciate your time and your patience.
Oh, you're welcome, Sherelle. You're welcome.
Yeah, have a great day.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm sorry that wasn't the answer maybe you were looking for. I mean, sometimes.
No, it's okay. I like the truth. I don't want to hear nothing but the truth.
Yeah, okay. Well, Karen, let us know how your nursing career progresses. We'd love to hear it. And Sherelle can follow us. Thank you so much. And she can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. Our last caller did not wait, so we can continue. We've got about 10 minutes left. See if someone else comes in, and
okay.
If not, we can. So we were talking about paranormal, yeah. The paranormal investigator that was found dead, and the dangers of dealing with the other side if you're not skilled.
Yeah, you know, when we get into the element of energy actually manifesting marks on the body and leaving marks, that gets a little bit more spooky, a little bit more dramatic. A lot of entities won't leave marks. They may leave marks on the psyche. They may leave marks on the spirit, but to have an energy leave marks on your body, unexplained marks, I mean, first of all, you've got to check out that it's not just something biological going on. But when an entity actually leaves marks, and they can, not common, but they can, well, now we're dealing with something that is so deeply embedded in the physical realm that becomes a lot more attention grabbing. And can energies do that? Yes, energies can do that and more. They can move things. They can do all kinds of crazy things. But again, those are the more dramatic corners of encountering the spirit world than the more common corners.
Right. And of course, we can benefit from our encounters with spirits and aliens. That's what I mentioned prior to going to our callers. And perhaps on our next show, we can discuss a little bit how to shield yourself. And I mean, it's complicated. I know. I'm sorry. I'm out of breath. I did just run up the stairs. But, you know, perhaps we can discuss that on the next show, how to shield yourself. If you're just on the basic levels of starting to deal with spirit energies and other life forms.
And just for the purpose of being honest, you ran upstairs and down the stairs.
That's true. So I ran upstairs and down the stairs.
If you just ran up the stairs, you wouldn't be
I'm
here.
Sorry.
And I would be delusional.
That's correct.
So, okay.
Do which
we have
you're
another
not.
Caller?
We have a couple of callers, actually. So we're going to try to take them both. 760 and 301. Some late arrivals. And let's see, 760 doesn't have one press, but they did come in first. I want to make sure. Do you want a reading, 760?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. Who's this?
Hello. Am I speaking to Kristen?
This is Kristen, yes.
Oh, hello, Kristen. I'm a late caller. I was listening, but I didn't think there was a prayer of getting in. And then all of a sudden, after Sherelle, wonderful reading. Anyway, here I am. My birthday is 01/06/1944. And does it help you and Neil, being also numerologists, to have the time and place or the time of day?
No, that's not necessary, actually. But something that will help you. What's your name, first of all?
I'm sorry, I didn't say it, did I?
No.
Anonymous. Carolyn.
Carolyn. Okay. Carolyn, something that will help you is not putting a zero where there's not a zero. I mean, if you were born in October, obviously the zero is included, but 0106.
I don't know why that, sorry to interrupt. I thought that came out because I've had to fill out so many medical forms lately. My brain is programmed. I usually say January 6, 1944.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to put a zero in there.
1/6/1944. Sorry.
Yeah, because that puts an energy in the birth date. And so a zero is not an energy that, I mean, if it's not there.
No. We don't want it. Thank you for that. I've had plenty of negative. Yeah, well, you'll see. It's interesting. I came in at the tail end of it. I wanted so to hear you, but I've had another hit lately. If you, while I'm speaking, I hope that you'll sort of are tuning into my day. Yeah, I'm in dire straits, to say the least.
Okay, yeah, sounds like it. If you've been filling out medical forms, that doesn't sound so good. So
that's putting it mildly.
With the interest of time and our other caller, I'm just going to, let's just get right into it here. Because we've got very short time.
One question is, speaking of numerology, I'm seeing 111 a lot.
You know, Carolyn, a lot of people talk about that. I see that on the internet all the time when people have groups.
I never have.
Yeah, lots of people see numbers, and it can mean multiple things, from nothing to there can be positive implications, negative implications. But for the sake of the show today, we probably want to stick with her general question. Maybe we can help her a little bit with her current situation. That would probably
yeah,
be.
Yeah, let's just say I'm under full psychic attack, have been for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, the 11s that you're seeing could be related to something that's a little bit darker if you're having difficulty in your life, but I mean,
a little, I gather the first part was ghost hunting, a little dark. Well, I'm laughing. Whoa. Think to Stephen King, think. Anyway. Yeah, the time is limited, and I don't know if this is, because I don't, if you have another call, you're going to try to help. I don't think there's going to be time to do much.
Let me
ask you just two quick questions, but give me the short answer, the very short answer. One is, in 1969, when you were 25, was that a dramatic year for you?
17.
Yes.
And then the short answer, what happened that year?
Short answer was 66 was worse. Double numbers.
What happened then?
A lot, all negative. I was married that year. That was the beginning of, well, my whole life has been challenging. A lot of double numbers, 4-4,
yeah.
You know.
Well, another question I want to ask you, did you ever know anyone that was on an oxygen machine or needed oxygen or had a problem breathing, lung, anyone in your, throughout your lifetime?
Not in the current vernacular, Neil, but my mother and grandmother were supposed to have had tuberculosis, which is in the lungs.
Yeah. Okay.
Did they had what? Tuberculosis, did she say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though they were from an upper class affluent family, at any rate, consumption, you know, I'm 72, so my grandmother was... was born, I think, in 1879, and then my mother in 1911, see, double numbers. But, yeah, they both, to my knowledge, did.
Okay, one other quick short-term, the short answer. Any children or the loss of a child, even through childbirth, anything like that?
Me personally, Neil?
Yeah,
I was horribly damaged. I might have had one early miscarriage, but then my insides were fried. I have a stork baby, and that's a source of a lot of tragic heartbreak.
Yeah. Well, you know, in encountering you on the radio and getting a general energy field and just meeting you now, encountering you now, these are the elements that I'm picking up on for me to even start to introduce myself to you to get a feel for what might be deeper in the element of your problems. And to me, yeah, I agree with you. This is a big room and there's a lot of stuff there. So me looking at your energy, it'd be like me saying, oh boy, yeah, this garden needs to be weeded or an overhaul. Yeah, this is a mess.
It's a Pandora's box, to put it mildly, and I'm getting closer to crossing over, but feel I should have had many score left, but what you're saying is, should I call back next week? I would like a private session. I've had some dead ends, and I don't mean to sound at any rate. Yes, I would like to have a private session with you, but should I just to sort of get a Jenna.
Why don't you,
well.
You know, we're back on the air on Friday, Carolyn, and we're on at 10 a.m. Pacific, and you're on the West Coast. Now I remember you because we spoke on the phone.
Yeah, I tried to, you see, one of the main themes is whenever I try to connect Neil and Kristen with light workers, the dark side takes them out. Phone calls are disconnected. Communications are misunderstood. Every possible interference that the dark energy can throw at me. And you look at my birth date. Did you, Neil, I don't know if it registered. I didn't figure it out till recently.
Well, you're a 25-7. So that, Carolyn, that's in the spiritual energy. That's related to the seventh chakra.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's actually a very good master number. But, you know, for further investigation, call at the beginning of the show. You might have to wait because we talk at the beginning. We do instructions. So, but if you're first in line, it might help. Rather than calling the tail end of the show, because I do have to say.
I didn't. The reason I didn't call till is I had a horrible hit recently that it's you know the image of Sisyphus. I'm always and I get hope and I thought I was getting some help and I got knocked down horribly. I'm in really I'm in really bad shape and I had you a pop up reminder on my phone to listen and then I saw it was ghosts. My house is ostensibly on an Indian burial ground too. Perfect storm for everything. But listen, I don't want to. I'm sorry that sounds like the other caller because of me. I'm also altruistic by nature. Is not going to get in. I'm sorry.
And oh no, we're gonna extend the show, but we have also things we need to do after the show. So I definitely have to take this caller
right
now.
Yeah. Well, the reason I called you, Chris, I will.
Call us back on Friday, Carolyn.
I will.
Call us back
I called
on Friday
before
and
because...
we can talk more then. Okay, take care.
I will, thanks.
Okay, 301 is our last caller for the day, and we apologize. 301, are you there?
Hi,
hello.
Yes, hi, Kristen. My name's Christina. Hi, Neil. How are you guys?
Hi.
Good, how are you, Christina?
I'm
thanks
good, thank you. Well, thank
okay.
you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're
so
very
the reason I was calling, I'm sorry, my birthday is 12784.
Okay, and where are you calling from, Christina?
I'm in Maryland.
32.5, another 32.5, second of the day. Okay, Maryland, go ahead with your question.
Well, I was kind of wondering what you may be picking up on my current relationship status, or not my status, but my current relationship that I'm in long-term. You know, every relationship has its ups and downs, and we're currently in a little bit of a down. And so I'm just trying, yeah, I mean, it's okay. You know, I think it's either going to make you or break you type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And do you have a name and birth date for your partner?
Yep. His name is Danny, and his birth date is 10-3-79.
10-3-79. And you just turned 32 in
I
January.
Did.
So you're going through a major change right now. Like our previous 32.5, I mean, you're a year apart, so she's going through a change next year. But you actually turned 32 this year. And again, no surprise that there's stuff going on.
This is the big mark of change in your world, Christina. Have you known Danny for between 2 and 3 years?
30 equals 3.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. So, well, his big change came, I mean, one of his big changes came through 1999, 2009. He had a big change. And that was where a big change came. Are you aware of that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happened then?
That's when he and I started dating. He was previously in a marriage and went through a divorce, and around, you know, 08, 09 is when we started dating.
Yeah. So the element of that means that he's finding you right when his karma's changing, and you're finding him within your karma. So that creates a little bit of complications in the relationship communication department.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so now you're reaching his 2009. You're coming to the place where you're going through your change. So that means that the two of you have to now consider that adjustment. And if you can get through that, then the two of you might just, in fact, become a couple and even get married and all that business. There isn't anything that would say it can't happen. I think the two of you are connecting on this earth level to try to make it happen. It's not it's not destiny, but there's enough substance between the two of you karmically to even be considered material for marriage on a, on a soul level. So that's part of one problem. The other is it feels like Danny traveled somewhere. Did he, when you're in a relationship, did he do any extensive traveling for a short period of time?
No, nothing that was significant that would stand out.
I don't know. I don't know why I've got him traveling. Are his parents divorced or anything like that?
No, his parents are still together. They traveled. They moved. They were here in Maryland, and they moved to Florida, and he is very close to his family. And so I think that had a big impact on him as well.
Oh, that's probably where my rough draft is going. His parents traveled. And so I'm getting his parents' energy through him, and that might be part of the understanding of what Danny's doing to work out his life in order to be healthy enough to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something going on probably in the psyche of his family dynamics within his own psyche that he's struggling with in order to restore that energy and feel really complete about being with you as his life partner, should that happen. And you, in turn, want trust and stability from Danny, so you're not willing to go there entirely until you feel that trust and stability, which hasn't happened yet.
Right.
So that,
you're right on.
Yeah. So something in there has to be resolved, which I feel that we're still within the realm of good possibility. Does Danny have a brother?
He does.
And does that brother, did he ever go through any short period of alcohol abuse or drinking?
Yes.
Okay.
Among other things.
As I go through this and get deeper into it and understand that there's validations the deeper I go, I'm understanding that basically I can't answer your question to the finish line, but I'm understanding the race here to some degree.
Yeah, so it's a continuing, which a lot of times, you know, when people call on the radio, Christina, it's a more complex situation that they're presenting. So preliminary answer is definitely in this case, but it would need further investigation. You're always welcome to call back, or you can call 562-596-7818 for more conversation, but it's a start for sure.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys going over for me. Thank you. Kristen, you're a fast talker. Can you give me that number one more time?
Yeah, sure. Sorry. 562-596-7818. And the number, I'm going to slow down. The number's on our Blog Talk Radio page as well as our Facebook, as well as our Facebook page. So you can find it there in case I didn't speak slow enough, I apologize. But we appreciate you calling, Christina.
Thank you again. Thank you guys so much. I was listening while I was in the shower because I had, on speaker. I was like, man, I got to hurry up and call.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Glad you did.
Thanks so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. We are finished for the day, so we're back on the air on Friday. And actually, our show schedule is adapted. It's changed for next week only, and we'll be on the air Friday, and then again on Monday and Tuesday for the following week, just to let everyone know. Thanks for joining us. Bye.